The merger closed after almost a year of work, not to mention a federal lawsuit that nearly derailed it. Despite that, U.S. Airways Charlotte VP Terry Pope says there's more work ahead than behind.
A lot of work ahead. The bulk of the work ahead. But first things first.
First, the airlines are going to celebrate the merger. It pulls American out of bankruptcy, installs U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker at the helm, and creates an airline that surpasses both United and Delta with the largest fleet and the most passengers. And Pope says Charlotte will see more business.
640 daily departures today, and in the very near future, our plans are to go up to 700.
Other mergers have led to reduced flights and job cuts at some hub airports when the merged airlines rationalized their network of flights. Charlotte could be particularly vulnerable to this, since up to 90% of passengers will be riding on the merged airline. But the merger agreement commits to retaining all hubs for at least 3 years. And Pope says Charlotte is part of the long-term picture.
So, you know, your staffing doesn't go down when your flight count's going up.
The rising flight count, including more international flights, will mean changes at CLT. Interim Aviation Director Brent Cagle says he plans to break ground on a new international terminal as early as next November. But he says customers shouldn't expect to see changes from the merger immediately.
At this point on day one, it's a little early to know exactly what physical changes will come in the terminal, but certainly there will be some.
The airlines say it will take at least a year and a half before the two fleets are merged, and it'll happen in stages, starting with frequent flyer programs combining in January. Before that, airline officials say they're just focused on making it through the busy holiday season. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.